Proclamation number 4420 of 27th of August, 1948. Christianity, name Christians, act, incarnation of God. Anyone who is not for me is against me. And anyone who only confesses me with his mouth and does not feel a sense of belonging to me in his heart is likewise not of my flock, whom I will fetch home into my kingdom on the last day. The name Christian is not enough to be a Christian, i.e., a confessor of me, but the thinking and acting, the inner desire to belong to me, is what makes a person my follower in the first place, and then it makes no difference what race, what nation and what denomination he belongs to. And this is so significant, after all, it only gives an acceptable explanation for the fact that Christianity is taught all over the earth, that thus there is certainly a large crowd of followers but they are still far from being Christians, and thus the world is not improved by my teaching either if it is not followed, thus forming true Christians. Only tactile Christianity can be called Christianity, and this will also produce people who provide evidence that the Christian teaching is divine, for they will have a great deal of light and strength at their disposal, they will be full of wisdom and be able to accomplish things which testify to my support. They will prove that they are in union with me and thus my teaching of love is the only right teaching which encompasses the truth. But if people are satisfied with words, if they certainly know about the Christian teaching but do not live it out, they will not be entitled to the name Christian, even though they are affiliated to organizations which stand up for me and my name. I am not satisfied with empty chatter with the lips, I test the hearts and reject those who are found too easy. And I agree with those who do not recognize this Christianity as the divine work, for it does not meet with my approval to use my name and disregard my will. My will, however, is that the teaching, which I convey to earth through the man Jesus, should be accepted in all purity and therefore also followed, so that the effect of following my teaching can become apparent and the faith and love for me thereby strengthened. On the other hand, however, every person is free to examine, and this is truly more advisable than to reject without examination. Anyone who therefore wants to reject me myself because he judges those who are not true followers of me but only name Christians is also to be condemned himself, for you should all examine and keep what is best. But a serious examination will also lead to the acceptance of my teaching of love, then you will also live it out and experience its effect on yourselves. But if you reject my teaching then you also reject me myself, and this will not bring you any blessing, for without me you cannot become blessed. I myself spoke through the man Jesus to all people on earth, it was I myself who died for you on the cross. I only chose a form through which I could make myself visible to you. Thus the man Jesus was only the mediator between me and you insofar as I could be visible through him if your existence was to be assured. The fact that the form, the man Jesus, first had to form himself through a right way of life so that he could serve me as an abode, was at the same time an example for people of the effect of rightly used will, for he showed people the path which leads to perfection. But what spoke out of him was me myself, it was my word which he preached, thus my will was made known to people through the mediation of the man Jesus. And therefore he cannot be rejected if one wants to acknowledge me as the originator of Christ's pure teaching of love. But everyone who lives it will feel that my word is not just human speech, for he will experience the effect in himself. He will become wise and full of strength, for then he will likewise enter into association with me like the man Jesus, who, through his exemplary way of life, received light and strength from me in abundance and who therefore can be addressed as a divine being, even though he lived on earth as a human being. And therefore, again and again I will try to explain to you the mystery of God's human manifestation in Jesus Christ. Again and again I will explain to you why you should not reject him if you want to believe in me and attain me. For he and I are one, and anyone who rejects him also rejects me, because he was embodied love, which is my fundamental substance from eternity, and thus I was in him and my strength was expressed through him. His word was my word, and the word was I myself. Amen.